For WKU Public Radio, this is Joe Corcoran. A photo and video exhibit in the lobby of the Mass Media and Technology Building on WKU's campus in Bowling Green tries to do the impossible. It takes viewers behind the scenes of the 30-year-long space shuttle program and, through a series of photos, both epic and intimate, tries to convey the massive undertaking that was each of the shuttle's 135 missions. The display is the work of Philip Scott Andrews and his father, Scott, who Philip says made a career doing what he loved.
Yeah, well, he really grew up, he was part of that generation that was so fascinated by space exploration and the space race with the Soviet Union. And his dad fortunately worked for United Airlines for his whole career and was able to get good plane tickets to go from their home in Virginia down to Florida to watch some of the really early Apollo launches and Gemini launches. That really drew him in. And after he finished college, he started, designing this trigger box that would allow people to remotely fire cameras. He was combining sort of his background in electronic engineering with his passion for photography and for the space program.
How many, if you know, photos are in yours and your father's collection over the years of the space shuttle?
Oh, I mean, he photographed the shuttle had 135 missions dating back to 1980-81, and he missed three shuttle launches in the entire breadth of the program. So tens, if not hundreds of thousands of single images.
Easily tens of thousands.
Easily.
Because I'm wondering, how did you winnow all that down to get these several dozen photos in the photo display here at Western's campus?
You'll get like a zinger of an image that comes up every once in a while, and
you just know it when you see it.
Yeah. And you just make a copy of that digital file, and you kind of squirrel it away. And so then we were able to get probably down to about 1,000 pictures of the whole coverage. And then Tim Brokaw here.
Down to 1,000.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But when you're talking about 30 years worth of images, it's easy to get 1,000 good ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then Tim Brokaw was able to sit with that big file of pictures and sculpt it down to the 52 images that are in the exhibit.
The images, of course, are amazing. The liftoffs, the behind the scenes, the preparation. Was there any ever frustration on your part that your job ended when the shuttle lifted off? Did you ever want to go into space with the shuttle?
That was a question I got asked by a lot of people, and actually a couple photo editors said, "When are you going to go up?"
Yeah.
I had to kind of explain to them that the astronaut training and selection process is a pretty rigorous one. It was really bittersweet, especially towards the end. And the thing about covering these things is it's a lot of hurry up and wait. So at times it would be really busy and you couldn't think about anything. But then we'd have hours of downtime where we were literally sitting feet away from the space shuttle as it was being processed or whatever. And that was a lot of time for reflection about, our involvement in the process and just the gift that it was to be able to witness that. And then sort of how everything was going to go away. And honestly, the shuttle can get retired. Technology can be updated. We can get a new craft. That's one thing. The hardest part was knowing that all of these workers that we were working alongside for years were probably going to get laid off, and a lot of them did. That was really the tough part, was knowing that, this is something that my father spent 30 years doing and I spent the last 5 years doing, and it was important to us, but we both had work and jobs and life outside of the space shuttle program. These people, every day, that was their responsibility, was to ensure the success and the safety of the program. And that's what was really the most bitter aspect of this work, was knowing that was all going to disappear for them.
You have several photos where in one of the rooms, there's any number of autographs, people signing the walls who have worked on it, and that's a very compelling photo that they actually take ownership and pride. And by golly, I did that. I worked on that.
Absolutely. You know? That's a big thing that people, I think people in the general public maybe miss. You know, you can read a story or hear a radio piece about 20,000 people getting laid off because they're going to phase out the space shuttle program. And the image I think that most pops into people's minds is these guys are like guys that are going to work in white lab coats and they all have doctorates and they're rocket scientists. And the fact of the matter is that that's just not the case. I mean, these guys are like blue collar workers through and through. They're the American blue collar worker. They show up to work on Harleys. They talk about college football and they launch spaceships. I mean, it's really an incredible group of people.
There's a great photo, speaking of that, where one of the technicians is leaning over, you know, this multi-million dollar piece of this of history, just with a wrench, just tightening up a bolt, just with an open-faced wrench, just like something you'd like have in the trunk of your car. It's great. There's another really poignant photo, maybe a couple of photos we're talking about, taking shots of, I think it's called the closeout crew. Mm-hmm. These are the people, like the last people the astronauts see when they get in to the shuttle. These are the guys outside that close the door.
Right.
Close them in.
Yeah.
And one of the captions of the photo saying these people stay on that shift for decades.
Yeah.
Because it's really almost an intimate relationship of just trust and, you know,
absolutely
get that door right or I'm going to die.
Right, yeah. Right. And those guys are something else. I mean, they're so on top of it. And we had the privilege of getting to photograph inside the White Room, which is that room that hooks up to the hatch of the shuttle. And they'll have five members of the closeout team and a couple astronauts. And, you know, sometimes one of us sandwiched into the corner in that room and it's, you know, maybe 10 foot by 5 foot. It's a tiny room and there's constantly things happening in it. And those guys are such professionals in what they do. It's really amazing. I mean, they get everybody strapped in and it's efficient and it's safe and nothing ever goes wrong.
The photos by Philip Scott and Scott Andrews of the 30-year life of the space shuttle and of the men and women who built them, flew them, and made them safe will be on display at WKU through November 8th. And they, along with astronaut and space shuttle pilot Terry Wilcutt, will be part of a public forum looking back at the space shuttle program Friday afternoon at 2 Central Time in the Mass Media Auditorium. A reception begins at 1. For WKU Public Radio, this is Joe Corcoran.